I have a dream. I had a dream. Saturday night into Sunday morning, and 2 minutes of kind of context that some of you know, some of you wouldn't necessarily know, that I think is part of the interpretation of the dream. It's been an interesting 2013 so far, and just starting off the month so burdened about abortion, knowing that the 40th anniversary of Roe versus Wade is coming up. So pretty much, I think January 2nd, I started listening to an audiobook about all the history and just increasing burden for that as the Lord convicting me of, are you going to do anything to try to save lives? Are you going to pray consistently? Are you going to learn how to have conversation? Are you going to actually step out and are you going to do anything to save lives? So just feeling that weight and learning to literally cry in prayer for justice. And in the context of about the week and a half leading up to this dream last week, I was involved in part of the prayer and leading up to warning someone who has the name of brother and is living in unrepentant sin and just rejecting the lordship of Christ and feeling the weight of what that would mean for him in eternity to persistently reject the lordship of Jesus Christ. And how am I going to communicate? This will be impossible for him to receive this, but I got to try, and we got to be part of the prayer and the try for that. So that's piling on burden. And then it's been an intense season with my kids. Sam and Shem mentioned I've been teaching the Bible to my now 7-year-old, just turned 7, and 5-year-old daughter from Genesis to Revelation, and teaching them the gospel. And it all kind of was crescendoing this year. I actually had to stall a little bit so that the crucifixion wouldn't land on Christmas, because I thought that would be kind of weird. So we kind of paused and re-celebrated the birth of Jesus and then got going. And I mean, just the heaviness of teaching them what happened to Jesus and why, and praying for my children to be born again. Because of me and because of Adam, they're born sinners, and they're destined for hell, objects of wrath, children of wrath, it says. And so I'm learning to pray like it's impossible for them to be saved. Like Jesus was right when he said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And just crying in prayer for God to cause my children to be born again through faith in the gospel and engaging in that work with them. And so not yesterday, but 2 Saturdays ago, I didn't do this on purpose, but on our son's 7th birthday, last Saturday the 2nd, he now knows that day is his birthday and his born again day. And honestly, he may have been born again earlier. I don't know. I don't get how the wind blows and you hear it and did I hear it at the right time? But as best I can tell, asking, you know, sitting down one-on-one with him, asking questions, who does he think Jesus is? What does he think about us? I just believe he is genuinely sorry for sin, doesn't want to keep sinning, wants to be a disciple of Jesus, who he believes is the God who created him, became a man, died to take the punishment for his sins instead of him, was raised again, is sitting on God's throne and is coming back to judge everyone, and he wants to be forgiven and wants to be a disciple and live for Jesus the rest of his life. And so, wonderful Saturday. Sat down with my daughter after that, did kind of the same thing, and she's been so spiritually sensitive from even younger ages. And like I said, she may have been born again a long time ago, and we're just waking up to it. But just had faith on this day. 1 John 5:1 says, everyone believing has been born of God. And so that was fun. That was a fun, heavy, glorious Saturday. And we're talking in the midst of, you know, just trying to learn how to do evangelism. I'm praying to God, would this be a first fruits for me? Just sharing the gospel with my kids, long haul, learning to cry out in prayer for them. Would it be first fruits? And Lord, teach me how to do that with people who aren't my kids and don't have to listen to me and don't think I'm the coolest guy on the planet. And, well, I mean, some of you do, but not all of you.
I don't know who you're talking about.
So, hypothetically. So that's the context. Saturday night, I'm laying down in bed, and I've been feeling just burden after burden, but it's a great, glorious day. And I lay down in bed, and I say, Father, would you give me a dream tonight? So much going on. I'd love to hear from you. And I pray that a lot, and he doesn't always say yes to that. It's not always his will when I pray it, but I ask that a lot, and I don't get a ton. But I prayed some crazy prayers that night, just a string of just some craziness that, like Sam says, I, you know, ate pizza or something that caused some of those. I think there may actually, if the Lord helped discern some reason for some of these progressions, but I wake up in the morning, last Sunday morning, with the middle of it, the middle end of it that was fresh and clear to my mind, and I felt like the Lord just gave a gift of faith to believe. That was from me. That was the answer to your prayer. And what it was is I was traveling along this path with a group of people. I mean, it was like a bunch of people traveling on this path. I'm talking with some of them, don't know most of them, don't recognize. And it gets to the part where we're kind of winding around, and it turns into a weird, almost like a staircase kind of deal where I could have fallen in this huge gap, and I'm kind of holding onto a rail that's way too far away and just being real careful. And I'm thinking, this is dangerous as all get out. And I get by it, okay. And keep coming around. And as I'm winding again, the thought hits me, having seen some children away back in this caravan. And I say, Lord, keep these kids safe. Look, protect these kids, because that was crazy dangerous. Protect these kids. And I come around and I turn, and all of a sudden I can see, and right then, maybe 4 or 5 year old girl, based on size, falls through that crack, catches herself, which is totally unrealistic unless the Lord's answering a prayer and doing something amazing. And I notice it right away, run over, slide on my stomach over to her, just awesome action hero kind of slide. Grab her underneath her monkeys, is what we call them at our house, armpits. It's kind of a crass thing to say, I feel like, just now in front of everybody. But I grab her by the monkeys and pull her up and save her life. And that's it. That's what I wake up with, fresh faith remembering. And I believe it's the kind of thing that Joel just talked about. And I believe that the encouragement to me was the Lord saying, my spirit is going to stir you to pray. You wouldn't do that on your own. My spirit's going to stir you to pray, teach you to pray. And because of that, in that posture of prayer where you're being filled with the Spirit, in order to do that, he's going to give you an alertness and an attentiveness that you wouldn't have in and of yourself. And you're going to see opportunities that you wouldn't see. And then the Spirit is going to empower you to be the answer to your prayer and go save lives. Mm-hmm. Save lives physically and spiritually.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
May it be so.